does that mean that images and words are inseparable?
Words and images originally were inseparable. But as the language developed, images and words became remote from each other. Our today's language is not the original language. It is very developed language in which we have created more and more abstractions. We have removed ourselves from the concreteness. The original language, if you go to original language, if you study any original language, you'll find the words expressive of the actual image, like vritra. In the Veda there is the word vritra. There is a sense of tearing. The very word vritra has a sense of tearing, because as in tearing there is a sound, that sound is captured in the word vritra. Because even when you use the word vritra, there is an experience of tearing. So original language was all very near and concrete, and there was a necessary connection between word and the image. Words like alas, oh, wonderful, even those expressions, very expressions are such that they express to you the images which are involved. But as the humanity developed, there was a movement of abstraction. And then the words became arbitrary. Today's language is so rich with arbitrary words that when you simply pronounce them, images don't arise. You have to learn specially through dictionary or through a teacher that this word means this. But the words themselves don't carry images with you. Afterwards, when you have learned the language and you know that this word stands for this meaning, then of course the word, when it's pronounced, gives that image. But you have to learn it. Without learning, there are words which can create images which are original sounds. In fact, that is at the root of what is called tantric system of bijakshara. There are sound words. To know the sound words which are themselves vibrant of the things themselves, you might say words which arise from the things themselves, and the sounds that the tantrics teach you are those kinds of words.
Things that arise from the sound itself.
Also.
It would be the
correct,
same thing.
Same thing.
Like each letter has a...
Letter has its own meaning. But as we go forward, as we move from away from experience and yet try to understand without experience, that is a special activity which is the activity of buddhi. Manas is the activity of experience, of various kinds that I described just now, of various sensations, and various direct sympathy and antipathy and intimacy and identity. But when you have removed yourself from experience, and yet you understand, usually understanding comes about by experience directly, but there is a further capacity in human beings when understanding continues even when you don't have the experience. It's a speciality of man. That is why man is called intellectual rational being. His very speciality is rationality. Animals understand only when there is a direct experience of the senses. or the sense mind. Human beings understand even when there is no experience, and yet they grasp. That capacity begins with image making, word making, and still beyond, when you have concepts. There are three concepts, all of which we think we understand, but of which we have no concrete image at all. We all understand the meaning of essence. But you ask anybody whether he has experienced essence anywhere, seen essence anywhere. Nobody has experienced by his senses, by his images, what is called essence. And we all will say we understand essence. What is the meaning of essence? You have seen a film. You have seen and I have seen film, the same film. And Sarita asks a question to you. Tell me what is the main substance of the film. And you describe it. I also describe it. Now, you have also seen the film. And you said that, well, the description that she has given is the experience, is the expression of the essence. But I have not given the essence. Now, how do you distinguish between the two judgments? Whether I have given the essence or she has given the essence. You understand it better. You also seen the film. How do you understand whether this is essence or this is essence? But you know what is essence. What is that by which you know the essence of which there is no image? Now this is one word which everyone, every human being understands. But with corresponding to it, there is no image. In fact, the very definition of essence is that which transcends image. Essence is something that is to be found. When you have vanilla taste, you know the essence of vanilla is present. But what is that essence which you call vanilla? Even the liquid that may be vanilla is also that which contains vanilla. It is not itself, that is not seen by you. It is the essence which is not seen. And yet you grasp it and you know if it is not present, the whole thing has no vanilla in it. You put a little of it and the whole thing is vanilla. That is the essence. Now how do you understand this essence? We all understand this. That is a special power of buddhi. Buddhi is the power of concepts by which you understand essence and by which you understand universal. This is another example. Nobody has physically seen the universal. All that we have seen is only particulars. Even when I see that I have seen this entire cloth, but what is cloth itself? This particular cloth is only a piece of cloth that I have seen. But what is cloth itself? So that any piece of cloth I can see this cloth. I say it is not wall. It is cloth. How do I distinguish between the two? That is because in my consciousness there is an abstract concept of universal cloth which I can apply to any piece of cloth and say this is the cloth. So the concept of the essence, the concept of the universal. These are the two minimum examples of what we may call intellectual understanding. In fact, when you say that a man is a rational being, what do you mean by saying he is a rational being? A rational being is one who understands essence and universal.